put his new job on the high court in perspective, Lewis Butler says he can look back on an experience he had as a judge of a gumbo cooking contest. He and two other African-American judges from the legal system were making the rounds of the contest when they saw some little girls staring at them.
When we asked what they wanted, one replied, "We have never seen a black judge before." Those words hit me like a lightning bolt, a clear message that our jobs went beyond the day-to-day work on the bench. We had to be more than just judges. We were symbols to our youth who need role models to look up to.
Butler says he won't take this new job for granted. He's been interested in public service ever since he was a kid, when he heard President John F. Kennedy's inaugural speech. Butler grew up in Chicago, but attended college and law school in Wisconsin. He served as a public defender before becoming a Milwaukee Municipal Court judge in the early 90s. He was appointed to the circuit bench a couple years ago. Governor Doyle chose Butler over two other finalists for the high court's empty seat, Dane County Circuit Judge Angela Bartel and Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Maxine White. Doyle says all three candidates were qualified, but he says Butler's background will help him wrestle with issues that are far-reaching.
Lewis will understand what those decisions mean for people far removed from that courtroom. And I've known him for a long time, and I know he brings a very, very keen legal mind, but also a very broad perspective.
Butler's appointment carries some practical implications. University of Wisconsin political science and law professor Herbert Kritzer says the court leans predominantly conservative. Justice Diane Sykes fit that mold before she left the court to serve on the federal appeals bench in Chicago. Kritzer says Democratic Governor Doyle's first appointment to the court won't impact the seven-member body's decisions in most cases, but it whittles down the divide on the court from a three-vote conservative majority to just one. That could be a factor in close cases.
Certainly, in those cases in which the justices have split, which is, I believe, still a minority of the cases, my guess is that Justice Butler will vote differently than Diane Sykes, whom he's replacing.
For example, Kritzer says that had Butler been on the court instead of Sykes, it likely would have ruled in favor of the governor in a case involving Indian gaming compacts. Instead, it ruled 4-3 that Doyle overstepped his legal bounds in negotiating those deals. Kritzer says there's been research that shows when a woman joins the Supreme Court, it affects the thinking of the court as a whole. He says you could speculate that a minority joining the court would have similar effects. Regardless of its immediate impact, some say this appointment is overdue. Democratic State Senator Gwendolyn Moore of Milwaukee chairs the legislature's Black and Hispanic caucus.
We could not claim that we had a system of justice for all if we only had one type of person in our judicial system.
Butler will likely be busy in the coming weeks. After welcoming him to the bench, Wisconsin Chief Justice Shirley Abramson quickly reminded Butler that he now has piles of legal briefs to deal with. The court's next session begins in September. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.